involved. Avomayin shlayotza batchilom, but maybe if you have an old well, that the flow of water is a good established already, it's a strong bank. The layotza fulay, we're not afraid the sides of the well will cave in. Maybe in such a case where there's not such a bother involved, maybe then if you hold afilu beisabal nami, maybe even a beisabal, even a field that's not thirsty, that doesn't need the water, you're only watering it now so it should grow better, maybe also it's mutter. So again, our Mishnah says not like that. So maybe our Mishnah again is not Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So Gemara answers, Imkain, if you'll tell me that's Pshat Rabbi Yehuda, Masnisa Namai Aman Tamayu. Who are you going to throw our Mishnah on? In other words, we don't have any other Tana to say the Mishnah goes like. So even though it's not 100%, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, but since we have our Mishnah, and the closest sheet to our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, we have to say, Elul Rabbi Yehuda Avad Rasvariz, Leishana Mayin Chiyotza Batchila, it doesn't make a difference if this is the first time you're using the well, for Leishana Mayin Chiyotza Batchila. It doesn't make a difference if the well was already used before. That the klal is, based on Shal Chinin, like our Mishnah says, you're only allowed to use the well water to irrigate your field only on a thirsty field, that if you don't irrigate it now, it'll die out. Based on Baaloi, Mashenkin, to use the base of Baal, a field that is satisfied, and you only want to water it now to make it grow better, but there's no loss involved, there's only a gain involved, then it's mutter. Whether it's an old well or a new well, you're not allowed to do a malacha, stam l'tzorech havocha, just to gain. It's only mutter to do it, l'tzorech hefset. So kids, our Mishnah goes like a Yehuda, not because it's 100% that way, because we have nobody else to put it, so we have to say our Mishnah is Rav Yehuda Shita. So the more of a high diktoni, mayin shiyotza batchila, like if so, that's what the Yehuda really meant to say. So what did the Yehuda have to say, a mayin shiyotza batchila? Why didn't he say already, even a mayin, an old mayin, also it's only mutter for beis hashalchim? What did he pick on a new well for? The Teretz is, liyodiyach ha-koycha de Rabbi Meir, he wanted to tell you chidish of the first man diyom in the Braisa, Rabbi Meir shita. That Rabbi Meir holds, the afilu mayin hayotza batchila, even though this is the first time you're using the flow of this water from the well, it's a new flow of water. Still he holds, mashkin mimenu afilu soda habal. That's Rav Meir Shita, that you're allowed to use this well to irrigate your grounds, even though it's not a thirsty ground that won't die. You're just doing it to make it grow better. Still, that Meir holds is not such a big tirch involved, it's mut even for avocha. Even if you're doing malacha amanas to gain, to have a gain on the deal, that's also mutter, that's Rav Meir's shita. So the reason why the Braisa picks on a new well, not an old well, is the chiddush in Rav Meir. Rav Meir that's mekel even with tzarech havocha, just to gain, even on the grounds that doesn't need your irrigation. It's enough with the rainwater, but your irrigation makes it grow better. Rav Meir holds his mutter, and the chiddush in him is not only an old well, but even from a new well that maybe is afraid of cave in a big tircha, he's not afraid from that. Still, he says it's mutter.
All right, turn over.
Yeah, Nugumar. Itma, we learned like this. Ha menachesh, if somebody's menachesh his field. Rashi says that means, toilesh asovim royim. You have dead reeds growing in the middle of your field. Mitaych atoiv in the middle of the good grass, the good tfuah. Vechi akri lhu, tsamchi hanitfei. By pulling out the dead reeds, you're making the good tfuah grow well. You have reeds growing in the middle, let's say you're growing wheat there. In the middle of the wheat, you have bad reeds. So by picking up, rooting the bad reeds, that makes the wheat grow better. That's called hamenachish. Or else, v'hamashke mayim lezorim b'shabbos. What about you water your zroyim? You have your wheat growing, and you put water on top of the wheat, you water the roots on Shabbos. Mishamayim asrin bay. What malacha is he doing if you want to warn the person, give him asroa, don't do this on Shabbos, which one of the lama test malachas is he doing? Which asroa do we have to give him? So Rashi says, Mashkin mayin bizroyim, shezorik mayin bikri hasovim. You're throwing water on the roots of what's growing here. Is mishumay masrinim bay, the mayin malacha kochashrinim lay. Which malacha is the person doing? So Rashi says, Davada koitze loy chashrinim. Avada, the fact that he's uprooting these reeds, he's not chai for cutting off. Shayna Miskava Litala Sovim, he doesn't need these reeds, he's throwing them away. A real katsir is you want to cut off a branch to use the wood. If you want the wood, that's the isik tzira. But here we're just picking up, uprooting the reeds to throw them away. There's no isik kaitzer. Elo l'sakin asov matoibim shebesoda. The purpose why uprooting these bad reeds is only to make the other ones grow good. So what's the malacha? What is the deraisa you're doing? So it's a machlokes. Rabbi Rama Mishum Chayrish. Rabbi holds as a harisha. That's called you're plowing in the ground. Because the malacha harisha is softening the ground. You're making the ground soften that you could put seed there to make it grow well. So harisha means you're softening the ground. Shasant, when you throw water on the ground, you're softening the ground. That's also called the malacha harisha. Who would then, when you pull out the reeds, what's the gain? That you're making the ground soft there. So Mela, the other tfua that's growing already, will grow better. He holds, that's called harisha. That's called you're plowing the ground. So Rabbi says, that's raw, the malacha is harisha. Rav Yosef Omar Mishum Zoraya, no, the malacha is planting. By you watering the grass, you're watering the wheat, you're making it grow better. That's the malacha of Zoraya. Even though Zoraya really is putting the seed into the ground, but the purpose of Zoraya is to make it grow. So anything you do to make it grow better is called Zoraya. The same thing by Menachish. When you're uprooting the bad reeds, the purpose is that the good wheat there should grow better. So you're making it grow better, that's the malach of Zoraya. That's the machlokes. So Mar says like this, Omar Rabba Kavosa Didi Mistavra. So Rabba says, what I'm saying is right. Why? Ma Daka Shechorish, what's the malach of Chorish? What is always plowing? Le Refu Yarya, the malach of the purpose of plowing the ground is to make the ground soft, in order that you should be able to plant there. Is Hainami Marfu Yarya, here also you're softening the ground. Whether you're throwing water on the ground, or whether you're uprooting the bed, I saw them there, the bed reeds, you're softening the ground that it should grow better. That's called chayrish. Omar Rav Yosef answered back and said, no, kavosa de dima starva, it's more of a smell like I'm saying, I'm right. Why? Ma daka shozareya, what's the malacha of planting? Let's smuche peri, in order to make things grow, what do you plant for? To make the seed grow. Is hachinami mitzameach peri, here also, you're making it grow better. If you water it, you're making it grow better. If you pull out the dead reeds, it's to make what's there grow better. So that's mamish called the purpose of making what's there grow better. That's the malach of Zoraya. That's the machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. Some say it's the machlokes, do you go bust the asiya, what the action you're doing, or do you go bust the machshava, the thought, what you want to be. Here the maister is taka maister harisha. It's a maister of softening the ground. But the purpose, what are you doing it for? To make it grow better. So Rabbi holds, you go boss of the action that you're doing. The maisa is a maisa harisha, it's a maisa of softening. It's not a maisa planting. A maisa planting is putting a seed in the ground. That's the maisa planting. Hey, you're not doing a maisa putting a seed in the ground. You're doing a maisa of softening the ground. But Rabbi Yosef holds, you go boss of the kavanas. I think Tosfos says like this. Rabbi Yosef holds, you go boss of his kavanas. What does he want to do? The purpose of watering here is not to make the ground soft. That's not your purpose. Your purpose, you're thinking now to do is to make it grow better. So, Rabbi Yosef, you go boss the machshava. What you're thinking about? Kaita. Omalei Abaye l'Rabba. So, Abaye is the kasha to Rabba. L'didoch kasha, Rabbi Yosef kasha. Abaye says, I have a kasha on both of you. You're both wrong. Really, you're both right, but you're both wrong. L'didoch kasha, I have a kasha to you, Rabba. You say, Mishum Chorish. In. Of a Mishum Zerei Eloi. Like, how come you don't agree to Zoraya? In other words, Abaye said, you're chayfa too. You're doing both here. You're doing a Maisa Zoraya, you're planting, and you're doing a Maisa Harisha. So Abaye says, the Rabbi Yosef Kasha, have a Kasha, and you Rabbi Yosef also. Mishum Zoraya, how come you say Yoni chayv if you water the grass, Mishum growing, Mishum Zoraya planting? Mishum Chayrish, low, and you're not chayv Mishum plowing. Like, why not? Hey, Abaye hold the both wrong. Abaye hold, you're chayv for two things. If you take the one action of throwing water on glass, on grass, Abayo Yechayev, two malachas. It's a malach of Zoraya and a malach of Chorish. The Chitain Abayo says, maybe you'll answer me like this. The Chitain, maybe you'll tell me, Kol Heicha Dika Tarti Loi Mechayev. Elochada, maybe it's your side where you only do one action on Shabbos, you can't be Chayev for more than two malachas. When you do two different malachas, you're Chayev two things. But maybe when it's only one action, like here, it's one action, you're throwing the water on the grass. Maybe when you're doing one action, even though true, you're doing life two different things. It's two different it's one pula, but two things are coming out of it. You're making it grow better, and you're making the ground soft. But since it's through one action, maybe there's a yisayid bashar, but you can't be chayid more than one malacha. Then your machlokes is, what's the yikah malacha? So Bayi says, no, that's wrong. The Amar Rav Kana said like this, Zaymer, if Zaymer means you're pulling out the, Rashi, Zaymer b'Shabbos, you're pulling out the bare leaves off a tree, v'tzarech li'etzim, you're pulling off the branches off the tree, for two purposes. You're doing one action. The action is you have a tree, too many branches, and you're pulling off a branch off the tree. There are two purposes now. One is purposes you want the branch. You need wood home to burn wood, so you want the branch. You're pulling off wood now, you want the wood. But there's another purpose also involved, that you're making the tree grow better. Now that you take off the excess of branches there, by taking off some branches, the rest will grow better. So you also have in mind to make it grow better. So if Kana says, Alocha is chayiv shtayim, for it's one mice of pulling off the branch, there are two malachas on Shabbos. Achas mishum leteya, one yechayiv for planting, you're making the rest of the branches grow better. The yachas mishum kaitzer, and secondly, Yechai Mishum Kaitzi, you're pulling off this branch. So Kasha, well, blessed by Kasha. So you see that the Yisoid, that on one Maisa, you could be Chayiv two things. So Gemara blessed by Kasha. The Yisoid of the Kasha is, there's a question here. But it doesn't say Tiyufta. There's not a, you're not up your slogan. Tiyufta means you're wrong. Kasha means, like, we'll leave it alone for right now. You can think about it. So the Yosemecha thinks of the Teres like this. He says a Chilak like this. When you pull the branch off the tree, we consider, looks as if two different maisim happening. One maisim is in the branch itself. You made the branch better. The branch is usable now. Before the branch was attached to the tree, you couldn't use the branch. Now by pulling off the branch, it's called the maisim done to the branch that you could use the branch. And it's also considered the second maisim was done to the tree. You made the tree grow better. So there we look as if two different actions are done. That's why it could be chayiv too. Mashenke, taking water and throwing it on the grass, it's only one action. You can't look at two actions. It's not two separate actions. An action of softening the grass and making it grow better. That's mamish one maisa. So there where it's one maisa throwing water on the grass, there we say it can't be chayiv more than one. So that's the machlekes, Rabbi Yosef and Rabba, which one is yikum locha? Do you go bossa what you're doing? You're doing a charisha? Or do you go bossa your machshava what you want to happen? That's a zareyim. Mashenkin, pulling the branch off the tree, there is better. There we could look as if a maisa was done to the branch itself, because it's usable now, and look as if like a second thing was done to the tree itself. So you could look at two separate maisim. That's why the Rav Kana says Yechayiv Shtayim. Right. Eisva Rav Yosef l'Rabba. Rav Yosef asked the kasha to Rabba. Rabba was the one that said Yechayiv Mishum Chayrish. So Rabbi Yosef asked the kasha to Rabbi like this. It says, HaManachish, again, V'amachape b'klayim. If you have klayim growing in the backyard, you have the zroyim next to the kerim, it's, you have klayim growing. Now you're manachish. You pick out the bad reeds in order to make it grow better. Or else v'amachape, you cover up the seeds. You have seeds of klayim that are like starting to grow together, and you're machape, you cover it up. V'amachape b'klayim is like you get malchus for this. It's called you are growing klayim. Rabbi Akiva roi me'af ha'makayim. Akiva says no. There's an issa by klayim not only planting it, even if somebody else planting it, but the fact that it's growing in your backyard and you don't uproot it, you just let it grow. Yechayiv also. We'll soon see why. That's Rabbi Akiva's chita. Yechayiv mishum ha'makayim, just letting it grow. The Kofar the Tanakhama says by being menachish means uprooting the reeds and letting the klayim grow better, yechai mishum klayim. So Gemara says, Bishleim l'dis, Rabbi Yosef says like this, Bishleim, according to me, the yamin mishum zarei, I hold menachish, picking up the reeds, and it's called the malach of zarei, of making it grow better. Hainu, the yasir is royim klayim. That's why you're over the lava planting klayim. By klayim, the Torah says, le'sizra sadecha klayim. You're not allowed to plant, you're not allowed to grow klayim. There's an Israel planting it. So Bishleim, what do I say? Picking out the bad reeds is called the malach of zuraya planting. It's good why you chayiv for klayim. According to you, Rabba, the yamrit mishum chayrish. You, Rabba, say what's the malacha of picking out reeds? It's only charisha, softening the ground. For the Gemara, charisha b'klayim miyasira. The Torah doesn't say nisha charisha by klayim. The Torah only says leisizra sodcha klayim. The Torah says you now want to take these two seeds and plant them together.
But to make Harisha is no Yisra Torah. So why are you over Lavia? So it's a Kash and Rabbah. So the Marin says, Omalei, Rabbi says, Mishum Mekayim, Enechlam, the Tanakama that says, if you pick out the reeds, the reason why you chayiv, not Mishum Zerayim, but Mishum Mekayim, the fact you're just letting it grow and not uprooting it, you chayiv for claim also. For the Gemara, that can't be. For me, Diktani Seifa. Since the Seifa, Rabbi Kiva says that Shita. For me, Diktani Seifa, Rabbi Kiva Raimim. Af ha Mekayim Mekayim. Even somebody that just lets the client grow. Even if you didn't grow the client, a guy came in your backyard and grew client. Rabbi Kiva says, but if you don't go and uproot it, you just let it grow, you chayiv also. Rabbi Kiva says that Shita. Is Mechlal, it's a Raya, the Tanakama Lav Mishum Mekayimu. Nashra Tanakama argues in Rabbi Kiva, holds not Mishum Mekayim Klayim, but by picking up a B Menachish, picking up the bad reeds, that's the way you're making the other Klayim grow better, that's called Zareya. So Mashma Kolak Rabbi Yosef. Mar answers no. Rabbi will answer and say like this, Kula Rabbi Kiva, this whole bright that goes according to Rabbi Kiva. Or my time comer, the bright that explains itself. My time. What's the reason that Hamanachesh v'yamachata the klayim loike? What's the reason, Taka, that if somebody has a field of klayim growing there already, and all you do is pick out the bad reeds, why are you chayiv? What do you get malchus for? The Torah says mishum makayim. Rabbi learns not mishum zureya, because you're not doing a melecha zureya here. He holds only a ma'aseh harisha, but you chayiv for the fact that you did not uproot the klayim. Just the mere fact you let it grow, for that you chayiv. What's the why? Rabbi Kiva Omer, that's Rabbi Kiva Shita. Af HaMekayim. Even someone that just lets the client grow in his Rishus, he's also Chayiv. For the Gemara, good, of my time with Rabbi Kiva, what's the time of Rabbi Kiva? The time you learn like this. The Pasuk says, Sodachol Lesizra Klayim. On your field, you're not allowed to plant, you're not allowed to plant, Klayim. And the Chura Ein Liyela Zareya. Pasha, the only Yisr is to plant. You can't take the seeds and put them in the ground to grow together. That's the Yisr Zareya. Of a Mikayim Yinayin, how do we know if a guy came into your field and grew Klayim, that you're not allowed to let it stay and grow in your field, you have to uproot it? How do we know that just being Mikayim, just keeping it, is Chayiv? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, we dashin, Klayim Sodachaloi. Like really, the Pasuk before Sodachaloi, it says a Klayim, is the word before that is also Klayim. So we dashin, have to say, Klayim Sodachaloi, that your fields can't have Klayim, that's the way we dashin it. Vidashin Sadach Klayim Sadachalai, that Klayim can't be in your field. Not only is there an Issa Zariah of planting the Klayim, but even being a Kayim it is also awesome. So Mela, there's no Kasha to Rabbah from this Brysa. Who is still blind, and that's the Machlaikis Rabbah and Rav Yosef, when you water grass, or you pick out the reeds, are you Chayim Mishum Zariah, or you Mechayim Mishum Chirisha. Tonight, it says by Yosna Mishnah, Mashkin based on Shalchan Devoyit. You're allowed to irrigate your fields on Chol HaMoed, u'b'shvias on Shvias also. So Bishleim M'moed Mishum Tirchu. Bishleim with the Mishnah says it's mutter on Chol HaMoed. The whole Easter is only a Tircha Dik Alochom. U'v'mokam Seder Shavu Rabbonin. V'mokam Seder Rabbonin Wamekel. So Chur, this is a big riot, this Gemara, that though Easter Moloch on Chol HaMoed is only with the Rabbonin. The Chur, that's what the Gemara is to say. Bishleim on Chol HaMoed, though Easter not to do Moloch is only Mishum Tircha. It's only an Easter the Rabbonin. Therefore, the Rabbanan said of a Malkam Seidam, Shara Rabbanan. Therefore, the Rabbanan were makel to do Malachis, the Malkam Seidam. But the Shita, the learners, Midi Raisa, they have to be Matzah this Gemara. But Pasha, the Gemara's Mashma, the Om Lechas Cholomoy, the Don Yosem, the Rabbanan. Ela Shvias, but to do work on Shvias depends. Dein Laman Diyam Mishum Zareya. Dein Laman Diyam Mishum Cherish, Zareya Vacharisha Vishvias Mishari. Like now, we ask the Kasha according to both of them. Our Mishnah, the Kasha, Zion Rabba, Zion Yav Yasef. Our Mishnah says that on Shvius, you're allowed to irrigate your fields. Aye, on Shvius, the Torah says clearly on Shemitah, you're not allowed to make a Harisha in your fields, and you're not allowed to water your fields. You can't plant. So, Chura, if you're telling me now watering is either Harisha or either is Ria, both of them should be also on Shvius. So, Abai says like this, you know what our Mishnah means to say? The Shvius is Manazir. The Gemara is talking about the Shvius is Manazir now, after the Churban Abayis. For Rebbe here, our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe, the Tanya Rebbe Yoimer, the Pasuk says, V'zeh devar ha-shmita shomot. Pasuk says, this halacha of shmita, says a double lashon, ha-shmita shomot, shomot, is b'shnei shmita s'kos medavra. The Pasuk is talking about two halachas of shmita. Ach ha-shmita's karka, one halacha is, after the seventh shmita's karka, that you can't plant, you can't grow on your karka on shvius. V'yachas shemitah k'safim. That the money, all the chayvus, you owe somebody money, it goes back on shemitah. So he dashes like this. Bisman sha'atim mishamat karka atim mishamat k'safim. At times, when there's an issa not to plant on your karka, there's a shemitah of karka, then there's an issa shemitah of k'safim. That if somebody owes you money, he doesn't pay you back by shviyas, the chayvus shemit, goodbye, he doesn't have to pay you back anymore. That's the reason why we make a prusbul before shviyas, in order that the loiver shouldn't get away cheap. But HaKopar, if he doesn't pay you up, you don't collect your money before Shvius, the life is free. But we dash in, it's only when there's Shemitah's Karka. Or Vizman Shiyatu Mishama Karka. But like there's a time when we don't have a Shemitah's Karka, like Vizman Azir, Iyatu Mishama Ksofim. Who was in Vizman Azir, there's no Din Shemitah's Ksofim. Even if the life doesn't pay you back by Shemitah, he doesn't get away. This is Rabbi Shita, that Vizman Azir, there's no Din Shemitah, even in Eretz Yisrael, Midiraisam. And the reason is, he dashed in the zoni bizman kol Yisrael, is an Eretz Yisrael, that's when we have within Shemitah Midiraisa. Bizman, you don't have kol Yisrael, when the bizman kol Yisrael is not an Eretz Yisrael, there's no din Shemitah. So bizman is there's no din Shemitah, therefore it's only Midirabonin in Eretz Yisrael now. So since the whole Yisrael is only Midirabonin, then we have the Svarim Yishrim Seda, the Rabbonin will make it. Alright, we'll stop. You're holding off a base and a base, the bottom of the Gemara again. Again, the Shiloh was, as the Mishnah says, even on Shvius, also you're allowed to water the grass. You're allowed to water. So the Shiloh was on Shvius, the Churi, if you hold watering, is Mishum Zariah, planting, it's also the plant during Shvius. So my first answer, we go according to Rebbe, our Mishnah, that learns that Bezman Azeh, Shemitah, is only Midrabonin. So therefore, Mokim Hefsid, Rabbonin was making. Then the bottom of the Gemara says another teretz. Rova Omar Afilu Teme Rabbonin. No, even if our Mishnah goes according to the Rabbonin Chita, that Rabbonin hold that Shemitah Bizman Azeh is Yeraisa. Mid Yeraisa, you're now at a work on the fields the 7th year in Eretz Yisrael. So then the question is, how can our Mishnah say you're allowed to water your fields on Shvius? If watering them is called Zariah, is called planting, you're now at a plant on Shemitah. The teretz is Ovois Osrachmona. The Torah only asked that Ovois, the actual mice of planting, that's what's also to do on